Well, it's a different kind of Sunday. And so I would love to read a book with you and hope that you can follow me as we read this book together. And what we're going to be doing is I'll be reading the book throughout the service. So I'll be stopping three times. And so this is going to be part of, if you can think about it like that, a sermon, okay? But won't you follow me? And I know we have children here as well. So we can read the first part. And then after that, Char has a special class for the children. So they'll be dismissed right after the special song that Deanna and Dale are going to be bringing us. But you know that I've been reading children's book more in the last few months for obvious reasons. I have a baby that's 8 months as of yesterday. And I got to admit that I think I've been enjoying the children's book so more than Laura, I think. But then I found this one a couple of months ago. And as I was thinking about this service, I said, it'll be wonderful if I share this book with the rest of the congregation, just because it relates, it fits so well with our celebration, our 30 years, and you will see why I think that it's so fitting for today. It's called If I Could Keep You Little, and it's by Marianne Richmond. It's written and it's illustrated by her. And so let's read it together. If I could keep you little, I'd hum you lullabies, but then I'd miss you singing, your concert's big surprise. If I could keep you little, I'd hold your hand everywhere, but then I'd miss you knowing, I can go, you stay there. If I could keep you little, I'd kiss your cuts and scrapes, but then I'd miss you learning from your own mistakes. So I love the picture. Go back, Tressie, please. How it has the little pictures here on the right. 12 times 3, 36. Hot lunch, cold lunch. There's some mistakes that she's making, right? All right. If I could keep you little, I'd strap you in the real, I'd strap you in real tight, but then I'd miss you swinging from your treetop height. If I could keep you little, I'd decide on matching clothes, but then I'd miss you choosing dots on top and stripes below. If I could keep you little, I'd cut your bread into shapes, but then I'd miss you finding, hey, I like ketchup with my grapes. It's a mom and it's a child. It's a mom and it's a baby that is growing. And just like the book says, right, the baby is learning how to find on her own. The baby is learning how to match on her own. She is swinging. She's trying new things. And the mama is a little worried, right? And she wishes to keep her little, but then she's recognizing, wait a minute. If I keep her little, she's not going to be experimenting other things. She's not going to be growing. And so I know that in our 30 years of doing ministry, whichever time you've been here at Crossroads with us, we've been making decisions too, here, as leaders, as members, as people who are connecting to Crossroads, and so we've had the honor. I've met a few families who have been with us since the 90s, and let me tell you, I've heard a lot of cool stories about Crossroads. I remember very well early in July whenever Nancy Cook and I, we went to visit, you know, the Christmas. And I heard some of their stories of how Crossroads began in a warehouse and moved from one place to another. And so at this time, I would love to invite a family who have been with us for a long time. And I've talked to Mike about this, Mike and Lynn Adam, just so they can help us to center ourselves into the story of Crossroads, right, and how special this story is. And we'll have time after service as well. We'll have the open mic for those who want to share a Crossroads story. Let's catch up and see what they're up to now. If I could keep you little, I tell you stories every night, but then I miss you reading the words you've learned by sight. If I could keep you little, I'd push you anywhere, but then I'd miss you feeling your speed from here to there. If I could keep you little, I'd pick for you a friend or two. But then I'd miss you finding friends you like who like you too. If I could keep you little, we'd finger paint our art. But then I'd miss you creating stories from your heart. If I could keep you little, I'd push your ducky float, but then I'd miss you feeling the wind behind summer's boat. If I could keep you little, we'd nap in our fort midday. But then I'd miss you sharing adventures from camp away. What a wonderful story. Every time that I go back to it, makes you feel something in your heart. Especially for those who are parents and grandparents, for those who have other nieces, right? Nephews, for those who have that love for children. And part of growing up means risking. It means to let go of certain things and holding on to new things, just like babies do whenever they're growing up and they need to hold on to new things so they can start to walk. And sometimes growing up means being lost for a little bit, wandering for a little bit, just like the people of Israel did for 40 years. Do you remember that story in Scripture? And so growing up means sometimes that it can hurt for the parent as it is for the child, because it means letting the baby or the child or even the youth do their own thing. And you know that they're going to make mistakes, but you just let them do it anyway. I remember a dear friend who is retired, and he told me this, and it really surprised me to hear it like this. And he said, you know that even in retirement, one continues to grow. And he shared this of three seasons. He said, as soon as you enter into retirement, there's the go-go years. You travel out and about, you're involved in different types of projects in the church, in the community. It's go-go time, go-go years, engaged, involved. And then after that season comes the go-slow years. You gotta go slow for a little bit. You are still traveling, you're still with family, you're still involved in church, in the community, but it's going a little bit slower. Going a little bit slower, and then you get ready, you anticipate with grace that this other season is coming, and that's the no-go years. So from the go-go years to slow-go years to the no-go years, and that's the season where you recognize that you got to stay at home a little bit more, that you can't travel as much as you were doing before, that you got to be caring for yourself and your family, you got to tend your gardens at the house. It's recognizing with grace and mercy that your body is aging, and that's the natural process of human life. And so he said, how is it that we can even grow up growing in retirement? That's a thing. And that's something that I had never heard before. But even we never stop growing. We're always growing from the moment that we are born, like baby Laura, that's 8 months, until we are aging, we're always growing and growing. And so as we are centering ourselves in this moment and reflecting of our journeys, we know that Crossroads has been here for 30 years, and we make up different parts of that story. Let us go back to the mom and the baby. Let us continue to see what's up with them. And we'll read the last part Okay, where were we? Here we are. If I could keep you little, I'd fly you with my feet, but then I'd miss you sea and sky and clouds from your seat. If I could keep you little, I'd keep you close to me, but then I'd miss you growing into who you're meant to be. Amen. That's it. Amen. So, you know, I want to recognize that all of us here have been part of the life of Crossroads, but I want to do something with you. I would love to recognize that we are continuing to grow as a church, as a community, and I think that you kind of see why this book was so fitting for today. And I know that as we are growing, it's so easy to want to stay in our comfort zone. and I know that we, as a church, as a community, we feel called on continuing to grow and develop to everything that we have been called to be. And just seeing the video, right? Looking at the trajectory of Crossroads, I think and I say, wow, can you imagine celebrating 60 years in 30 years from now? Can you imagine celebrating 90 years, 120 years? Definitely, I also think that this congregation, this church, is for also for our children, also for our youth. And so Crossroads can continue to live out its mission and being a blessing to other families.